WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Lola Adler Rosenfeld's childhood memories are intertwined with the history of the Yiddish theater in America. Her grandfather was Jacob Adler, one of Yiddish theater's biggest stars. Her book that began as a biography of her grandfather expanded into a history of the Yiddish theater. A revised edition titled The Yiddish Theater and Jacob P. Adler has just been published. Lola Adler Rosenfeld visited Philadelphia this week in conjunction with a Smithsonian traveling exhibit called Hooray for the Yiddish Theater in America. She donated much of the exhibit's material on Jacob Adler. I asked her to share some of her personal recollections of her grandfather.
The earliest memories I have, the first years, I spent with him in his house.
Living there, or visiting?
Living in his house. And I knew him. He was the center of a family. He was everything.
The Yiddish theater was banned in Russia, where your grandfather grew up. It was banned under Alexander III. Is that why he left Russia?
Yes, it is. That's why he left.
Is that what started the wave of Yiddish theater in America?
Yes.
So he went to London first.
He went to London.
And then moved to New York.
Yes.
And got to New York in the late 1880s.
Right.
What was the state of Yiddish theater when he came to America?
It was the worst theater you can imagine. It was very, very bad, worse than it had even been in the very earliest times in Russia. It was just, they had these historical operettas that were simply a lot of bombastic nonsense that had nothing to do with history. It mixed three eras together in one operetta. And very few people came. It had a tiny little audience came. Many of them had never even heard of theater till they came to America. They came to see these shows. But Adler was the one who rebelled against the historical operettas. He took his own theater and he started to do plays from the European repertoire.
One of the roles he became most famous for was in a play that was called Jewish King Lear.
Yes.
What was the Jewish version, the Yiddish version of King Lear like?
This was written by Gordon. He was not a king. He was a Russian Jewish merchant of very great wealth, a very great personal authority, the ruler of his family. It was a type that was very familiar to that audience. They remembered that type. They remembered that king.
Do you remember any of the Yiddish soliloquies or speeches in this play?
I certainly do, because I remember, the thing I remember about the Yiddish King Lear is a memory of my grandfather saying that exit in the third act when he said, when he said, give alms to the Yiddish King Lear. I remember it to this day. It was a cry. It rang through the theater.
How does it sound in Yiddish?
Schenkt an de Duvid, a Yiddisher König Lear, he used to say.
That's interesting. Your grandfather, Jacob Adler, as you say, he didn't want to perform in the historical operettas. He didn't really want to sing either. And a lot of Yiddish theater was, musical comedy.
He couldn't sing.
He couldn't sing.
But he said in his memoirs that was not why he would have gone to purely dramatic roles in any case, because he had a different image of what the actor should do. And he said he didn't want to amuse the public, and he didn't want to do that. He wanted to awaken the deepest emotions of their soul, is what he said. That is what he felt the actor should do.
There was, a kind of classic split in the Yiddish theater between the highbrow and the lowbrow. We see this in just about every art form and entertainment form. What was the split like in the Yiddish theater? The lowbrow stuff, so to speak, was called what? Schund? Am I saying that right?
Schund, that's absolutely right. It's a German word and also a Yiddish word, which means trash.
Mm-hmm.
And it existed from the beginning, and it always existed. There was a certain period right after the Yiddish King Lear when everybody wanted to play good theater, because that was such a hit, and also everybody was so thrilled by what had happened. And the big audience started coming after that play. The intellectuals came, and the Zionists came, and the socialists came, and that big, big, big working class masses started to come, and it became a big theater after that. But Schund, there was a big gradation of Schund. Some of it was almost good theater. At its worst, it was worse than the worst Bowery thrillers. It was ridiculous nonsense. Any kind of junk that could be put on the stage with the sensationalism and all the nonsense that went on. It was very funny, some of it. And
funny intentionally funny? Or
No, not intentionally okay. Funny. Unintentionally funny. But I loved it all. I don't care what they did. I loved everything they did.
You come from quite a theater family. Your grandfather, Jacob Adler, was an actor, and then your Aunt Stella Adler, an actor and teacher. Your Uncle Luther Adler, an actor. Your mother and father were both actors.
It was three generations back on both sides of my father and mother, all actors, three generations back.
Do you think it was kind of typical for there to be acting families coming out of the Yiddish theater?
Yes, it was.
Why?
Because a lot of the actors went out on the road and they made troupes of their own family. But the Adlers, it so happened, all got famous. So that's the family that's known.
So when you were coming of age, was it just kind of understood that you would start your life as an actress?
No, it wasn't. I could have done whatever I liked.
But you wanted to act?
I sort of fell into it.
Did you ever get up on the stage and feel that your performance did not meet with the approval of your family?
Oh, yes, I did.
And what were the consequences of that?
They were very, very outspoken about it. They said, what were you doing there? They weren't kind a bit.
Did that make it hard for you to get your confidence that you needed?
It was very hard, yes. It was very hard to get on the stage and really do it, coming from this family.
Your mother was born in America. Your father came here when he was very
yes.
young. So they both spoke English well, right?
Very well, yes. So they both played in the American theater.
Oh, they did? Okay,
oh, yes.
I was going to ask you about that, because I figured, you know, they're of the generation that didn't have to play on the Yiddish stage.
Oh, no. My mother played played Shakespeare in the Boston Repertory, and my father was the star of a Romberg musical comedy called Magic Melody.
Oh, so they'd go back and forth?
They could go back and forth, but they were mostly on the Yiddish stage.
You got started in Yiddish theater before working in...
Yes, my first job was with Maurice Schwartz.
Now, why did you want to do that, since you had both options open to you? Why did you want to start on the Yiddish stage?
It was the Depression, and I couldn't get in. I couldn't get into the American stage. But I needed a job, and I figured, well, I'll go to Schwartz. He'll give me a job. I knew he'd give me a job. And he did.
But you left Yiddish theater after a while.
I left Yiddish theater, yes, because, of course, the thing was, the Yiddish theater was already beginning to die out. The thing really was to, if you were going to act, you had to do Broadway.
So you were really performing during the last gasp of Yiddish theater, in a way.
Yes,
was that a
true.
Depressing period to be performing Yiddish theater?
No, it was never depressing. It was, as a matter of fact, if I have to confess it, I found the American, acting in the American theater was sort of disappointing to me.
In what way?
Well, the actors didn't go out after the play. They didn't go and have coffee together. They didn't have affairs with each other. Or if they did, I didn't know about it. It wasn't a life the way it was downtown.
I should mention that you are a writer now. You left acting.
Yes.
Why did you leave?
Well, I had to make a living after I broke up with my husband. And I had my little girl to bring up, and not that he didn't help me, he did, but still I couldn't rely on the theater anymore. I had to have some kind of income, and I could get an income as a writer.
Was that accepted in the family since, as
oh,
we've discussed,
yes.
it was an acting family, a theater
oh,
family?
Oh, no, they were thrilled with anybody that did anything outside of acting. They were thrilled. I had a... Luther's son was accepted into MIT. That everybody was so impressed. He was really something. He had a brain. He was something.
Acting wasn't something?
Oh no, acting was a lot, but the fact that I wrote was very much respected. Everything was respected.
I want to thank you very much for talking with us.
It was delightful.
Lulla Adler Rosenfeld is the author of The Yiddish Theater and Jacob P. Adler, published by Schapolsky Books. This is Fresh Air.